हेलो,
Hi there, Balthazar. It's Sam again from Penguin Book Writers. I called you
how
earlier.
are
Is
you?
it a time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I actually received a request from your project manager that you wanted to pay off some debt, and that's the reason why you would like a refund.
No, that's only the second half of it. The first half is there's no sales. There's none. She's explained to me very well. She's a very hardworking, very eloquent lady, and I really like her. Rachel, I told her, and I put it on my letter that I'm very open to renegotiation at the end of the year. When finances are better for me, but right now they're not, and I have to make hard decisions at the end of the year, and this is one of them. There's been no sales, zero.
Okay.
And that's in 3 months' time. And Ryan Chase was very clear, and I have it on an email in writing that within 3 months there would be results, and there hasn't been.
Okay, let me just really quickly pull up your account here, if you don't mind. I believe you signed up in September with us, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And nobody, and I'm not mad. I put it on my letter. I'm not mad at Penguin. As a matter of fact, you worked hard. I didn't pay for work. I paid for results. But I like the fact that Rachel was always on the ball. She was answering calls whenever I called, whenever I texted, whenever I emailed. I got, and so I mean that's got to mean something, and it means something to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the end of the day, I have to look at things for what they were. Now that I know that it's a 6 month, no matter what, a 6 month type of cycle, now I'll come in with eyes open. Plus, I told Rachel, I said, I'm not going to wait that long. It's only till like January or February, right in that area. And I said, it's still going to be pretty warm, the data, because that's what Rachel was telling me, is they collect data, and then they begin to work on the conversions. And I said, well, it'll still be fresh. And she agreed.
That is absolutely correct, Balthazar. Let me just explain to you the standard process. Usually we recommend our customers to go for at least a 6 months marketing plan. That way we can divide that time frame or timeline into two separate campaigns. The first one is the awareness campaign, which runs for 3 months, you know, just establishing your footprint in the market and also putting forth any upcoming books that might be, you know, coming down the line and introducing you as an author in the market, all of that. That's covered in the awareness campaign, where we actually try to get you a certain target audience, a reach or engagements. That's what we focus on in the first 3 months in the awareness campaign. On the other hand, when it comes to the conversion part or the sales or the return on investment that we anticipate on each marketing project, in order to do that, we actually need to buy the time out, you know. Initially, there have to be an organic campaign that needs to come in place, and then from that target audience, we start to make conversions. And I see that, Balthazar, it's just the second marketing month of your campaign. So why aren't you waiting out the third month instead of pulling out now?
Like I explained, it was told to me by Ryan. Ryan Chase told me within 3 months. It is in writing as well. He misspoke, and I can't tell my investors different. I went to my investors, and I told them originally in September we would get results within 3 months. That's what I was told. And so right now I have investors that they want their money back.
Okay.
They want it. I will not lose my investors over this. I need my investors. I can't move forward. The only reason I was even able to do this program is because I have people who are willing to believe in my work and help me out. And if I lose that, then I can't talk to you or anyone about marketing because I can't afford it.
Of course. That makes sense. Okay. Here is what we can do. Okay, to be very honest, Baltazar, even if I put in your request for a refund right now, there will be a partial amount that they will deduct for service fee. And it's going to be a small amount, not a huge amount.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You will not be. You will get me. It is in writing. It's 2,000. Look, I'm not going to go down this road. I was told it would be refunded 2,000 in full, and that's what I'm going to go for. I cannot have deductions of any kind. That was not what it was agreed on. It is nowhere in the contract. The contract states it very clear. $2,000 is refunded. Period.
But the contract also states the timeline, right? It's the third marketing month. The third marketing month.
No. The contract, no. I had them rewrite that contract. It states it on there. There's a 3 month. In 3 months, there will be a 250% ROI.
But the third month
right.
is not executed yet. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, on 11th of November, Rachel has sent you, well, you have sent back the CC2, that's for the second marketing. Those are the posting for the second marketing month. That means we are technically in the second marketing month of the campaign. So if you're pulling out now, before the campaign could execute fully, since there's 1 more month left, and we are currently doing second month's campaign, second month's posting. So that's going to be an issue too. It's not personally me, but when I forward this case, they're going to ask me this question. What should I tell them? They're going to tell me that there's still 1 more month left. Why is your client asking for a refund now?
Because I was told that I could pull out. It says it on the contract, even if it isn't 3 months. But it is 3 months. September to December was the 3 months. Look, we're not going to go down this road. If you're not going to refund it, I will take matters into my own hands. I will.
Okay.
There's no way I'm going to agree to anything less than 2,000. It is not right. You did not reach anything. No results were done.
Okay.
None.
See,
I can prove it.
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. And see, it's not a fight between us. It's not me against you. I'm just advocating here on behalf of you. And I'm telling you everything up front so that I have answers when I go and put forth your request. So please don't take this into any kind of offense or anything. I'm here to help you out. Okay. Now, let me explain how it works.
Well, before, let me explain how it works. But hold on. Let me explain. I'm going to repeat. I went down this road with Ryan, everything that we're talking about now, everything.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure. It is in emails. It is in emails.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way that you can tell me one thing. I don't care. It's Ryan. Go to Ryan. Have him pay it. Because Ryan told me, I was very clear with Ryan. I said, look, Ryan, I've been down this road. The emails are there.
Mm-hmm.
I told him.
That's what I'm saying, that the emails are there, and you have the written correspondence. That's good. But it says that after the third marketing month, and we are not even close to the third marketing month right now. We are doing the posting for the second marketing month. If you ask for a refund now, they are going to categorize your reason into the change of mind clause, and they will deduct the amount. So if you're looking for a 100% refund, that has to be on either one of the two reasons, failure of deliveries or dissatisfaction from the company. And you are none of these reasons are applied to you at this point of time, because the time frame for which the contract was signed between you and Ryan, that's still left. There's still time in that, which is the December month. So I would recommend you to see, it's already the 12th of the month. Why don't you see it through till the 30th only? I'm not even asking you to give us an entire month separately. That would be January, okay? I'm only telling you to hold it off till the end of December 30th. And if on the 1st of January you do not start to get sales, I'm going to go ahead and refund you 100% of the amount, no questions asked. And then I will honor that agreement, that clause in your contract. Fair enough?
You're telling me, just hear me out. You're
okay.
Telling me that from right now to December 30th, you're going to get 250% ROI.
Of course not, but I'm going to start to get you some sales, because I'm telling you to stick with us to at least complete the 3 month time frame. If you're not willing to do that, yeah, exactly. You're not willing to do that, then I'm telling you to at least give us 15
You're not hearing me. That you're not hearing me.
Out of that window. Go ahead.
It says it on there, 250% ROI. It says it right on there.
I'm going to give you 100% refund on Jan 1st. All I'm asking for you to do that is to make my job easier. See, right now, if I take the case to them, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? The client is still in the second month. And then they're going to come down to the partial refund. It's going to get messier. I don't want to do that to you. So just for my sake, give me till the 30th and ask for a refund on the 1st. That way we'll technically be in the third marketing month, and you will be applicable to actually hold us off on that clause. I'm talking technicalities here. Understand what I'm trying to tell you. I can't be much more clear than this. I'm trying to help you out. So if I take the case now, they are going to create a mess out of this, and they are going to mark this under the change of mind clause. I'm repeating again. All I'm asking to do is to wear off the second marketing month, just till the 30th or 31st, I guess the 31st month, yes. So on the 1st of Jan, you and I will talk, and I will initiate 100% refund. That's it.
Send me an email so I can show my investors, please.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and do that right now.
Stay
you're on the portal, right?
I am not. Right now, I'm in transit. I'm driving. But if you can send me an email, and then state it exactly as you just stated it to me, the very same thing, just put it in words of writing, I can then go to my investors and I can get back to you. Can we do that?
Baltazar, I'm going to try and send you a private email, but understand that I'm actually playing around with the company's terms and conditions and protocols just to find a loophole for you. So I can't technically document this on the portal. I'm going to try and send you an email of that, okay? Because I'm not allowed to do
that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just send me an email your name on it, with your name on it, with your title on it, and you're talking on behalf of Penguin Book Writers, just like that.
All right, then. Let me shoot you an email. And just in case if you do not find that in your inbox, by the end of the day, look in spam as well. Sometimes when I'm sending the email for the first time through the server, it goes through spam, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Baltazar. Take it. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.